The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all, and this is the latest edition of the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot, and glad to have you on board. Well, this is the morning after the day before for the Marrakesh Pro, the inaugural edition, a fantastic tournament. It's certainly been a privilege to be a part of it from my perspective, and I'm sure that there are quite a few competitors, organizers, and those that echo the same sentiment. So well done to all involved, especially to our two champion athletes, Will Asher and Ali Nicholson. Now, I tried to get in with Will Asher to do an interview, but wasn't available at a time that was mutually convenient to us. So I'll catch up with him prior to the San Gervasio Pro-Am, which is going to be in a couple of weeks. However, I was able to catch up with Ali Nicholson, and here is the contents of that post-event interview. So, Ali Nicholson, fresh off your win at the Marrakesh Pro, pretty exciting times right now.
Oh yeah, I'm on cloud nine right now. So the win is fresh. The messages are still coming in. Haven't wiped a smile off my face all day. So it's been fun. The trip here has been fun. The people have been absolutely amazing to us. The organizers have treated us like I felt like a queen all week. So. Yeah, and I get to say that I was the first winner in Africa, and there's only one first, so that's kind of cool. Put that in the record books for sure.
Kind of give us a little bit of an inside as a view to what happened. First of all, on the first day, I was about to say Saturday, but this is a midweek tournament. You know first of all, the fact that it's a midweek tournament, you know, that's got to throw a wrench into the works. First of all.
Yeah, it definitely confuses you a little bit. So the girls have the weekend off, so it's kind of nice, but the midweek tournaments do, they make the events come up really quickly. But yeah, the first day, first round, not the score I was looking for at all. I mean, I got 4:38. The start wasn't that great, and then when I came into 4, I genuinely thought I was going to hit the buoy. I watched the webcast, and in all honesty, I looked fine. But for whatever reason, I thought I was going to hit it, and I kind of did like a weird stretch, and I just did not turn at all. So not the score I was looking for the first round. Second round felt a lot better, felt a lot more settled. Ended with a score of 2. I told Zane as soon as I got out of the water, I felt out of control at 39. I went back and watched it last night and kind of made some mental notes for today, and then went out today, and I think the wind just took like anything that I was trying to think about totally out of my brain. And it was one of those things where it's like, you have to ski aggressive. We've had many events where conditions are not great. The wind makes it tough. It makes it hard. It's all about who can prevail in those tough conditions. And it's just, you kind of go into a fight or flight. And so the brain's not really thinking. You're just trying to stay alive. And that's all that was really happening today. So I know at 38, I had an absolutely horrendous start. I turned one ball and was like, well, here we go. So one ball was awful. And then I remember just being like, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. And then out of 4 ball, I'm pretty sure I stared at the sky until I came out the second side. I haven't gone back to watch it, but I don't think I saw 5 ball until I came off the second wake and got my head back straight. But ran it and then dropped on the end. And I thought to myself, I was like, okay, if you have that same one ball, you're done. So don't do that again. And so when I came in for 39, I was just like, just keep moving, just keep moving, just keep turning until you feel like you can't turn anymore. So 4 has kind of been that score that I feel like when I get to 4 ball, I've gotten several 4s because I feel like that's kind of where I end. It's my offside, whatever. So I made it to 4 today. I was excited. When I got outside 4, I was like, just don't get 3.5. Like, don't, like, take the hit, get four. Four's, like, a good score. It's going to be hard to beat, but I knew Manone and Jamie were still standing on the dock. Jamie ran 4.5 and 5 yesterday, so I by no means felt safe. I was really happy, but to be honest, I wasn't sure that it would be enough. I was pleased. I had gone out. I had skied kind of as well as I could, given the circumstances, but yeah, it was a waiting game. It was my heart beating out of my chest. Jamie's a fierce competitor for sure. Manone as well. So, there was definitely a lot of pressure waiting after I skied for sure.
Indeed, indeed. That's probably one of the longest answer I've ever had to a question. That's fine. It's fine. Take all the time you need. But I mean, when you came off the water, having scored four, you're in the lead at that time, obviously, and then Manon and Jamie were to ski. Did you generally think that maybe you might escape out of this with the win, or was the expectation going forward just a spot on the podium?
I knew it was windy. I knew it was challenging from when I had skied. Like I said, with them standing on the dock, I was in no way confident that I had won at that point. I knew that scores had been good, and I thought scores would continue to be, you know, for them to follow in the same suit. So in all honesty, I walked back, I sat my stuff down, and I walked over to kind of where the skiers were getting ready, and Thomas looked at me and said, you know, stay warm. And I was like, oh, I hadn't even really thought about that. I hadn't even thought about the thought of going back out again. And I was like, oh, you're right. And so I walked back over. Manone had fallen at this point, so I knew I was guaranteed second. And I was watching. I was watching Jamie. And when she came in for 39, I mean, she is so tough to hang into that pass. Definitely really no good turns for her at 39. But I'll be so honest, when she got outside three ball, I was like, we're going out for a runoff. And then, yeah, she fell at four. So it was just like a rush of emotions at that point.
Yes, indeed. And shared by your brother, who was standing right next to you at the time with the microphone in hand and ready to go. So kind of describe that moment a little bit.
I don't know. It's so fun. I've got my dad and my brother here. And when it first happened, I was hugging people. I think Zane was like my fourth hug or something, because I was like, where is he? And I was looking around. He must have been just behind me, and I just couldn't see him. And then he came through, and it was just, you know, one of those moments that I definitely will remember. We've had a couple of those moments, like big tournaments, big things happen. He's like kind of the one that I've looked for. And then to find my dad afterwards, to have them here for this was really special for sure.
Indeed, indeed. Certainly, congratulations to you on that result. So from here on out, how does the season shape up?
Yeah, so now from here we go to Europe, and I'm there for the next 3 weeks. We have four tournaments. And then after that, I think we have California and Mastercraft, Travers, and Miami. So there's still a lot to come this season, a lot more traveling to be had, but yeah, I'm excited to start off this long trip. I mean, we're going to be here for a full month. To start off the very first one with a win just, you know, is so, like, kind of gratifying in a way. So I ended last year in Europe with a win, and I started this year my trip with a win. So I'm on cloud nine.
Indeed, and you've got yourself a beautiful timepiece to go along with the win. Kind of describe it for us.
Oh, my goodness. I have a beautiful Chopard watch. It's got like floating diamonds in it, and it's amazing. I dropped it today on the podium. If you did not watch that, go back and watch the award ceremony. I was absolutely mortified. I thought that I totally destroyed the watch. I am so glad that it is in one piece, and it is beautiful, and I'm wearing it to dinner tonight. But yeah, Vince had told me about it earlier in the week. and shown me a picture, but the picture did not do it justice. It's beautiful in person.
And that concludes this edition of the TWBC podcast. So gratifying to have your support going forward. You can reach out to me at podcast@waterskibroadcasting.com. That's podcast@waterskibroadcasting.com. But until next time, which is when we should have a post-event podcast episode with Will Asher. Until that time, we'll say ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.